This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Among Alabama's often dismal public health statistics, this is perhaps the most heartbreaking. More than 500 infants died in the state in 2013.
So that's 9 school buses of children that'll never reach their first birthday and they'll never go to school.
Rhonda Mann is Policy and Research Director for Voices for Alabama's Children. Alabama's infant mortality rate is among the highest in the country. Les Lavoie reports on the complicated causes and the challenges communities face in trying to save those young lives.
Good morning. How you doing?
Maria Hatch is a community health resource worker for Healthy Start. She's visiting Nakia Tripp. Tripp's a hardworking single mom living in an apartment in a nice neighborhood outside of Birmingham.
So how are you today?
I'm okay.
How was Dallas?
Hatch asked Tripp how she's holding up raising a young child and a newborn, even giving her a mini lecture on drinking too many Cokes. The women's rapport is obvious.
They're always concerned about our well-being. How are we feeling today? Maria has called me a couple of times or just text me just to see how I'm doing today. Am I okay? Do I need anything? They're just godsend.
Hatch's visit to Nakia is just part of Healthy Start's effort to help expectant and new mothers focus on a life in childcare and offer counseling on proper nutrition and healthy life choices. Ricky Green is the executive director of Healthy Start. He says their end goal is reducing Alabama's infant mortality rate with a holistic approach.
We don't just look at the women when they are pregnant. We look at them and we actually look at the whole family.
Dr. Don Williamson, past state health officer for Alabama, says that's a good place to start.
If you raise their economic status, they're more likely to be healthy in their food choices. They're more likely to actually get prenatal care. They're less likely to smoke.
Dr. Williamson says the causes of high infant mortality rates are systemic.
It's not a unique problem. Infant mortality is more than anything else. It's a marker of the healthcare system and it's a marker of the health of a population.
A population where lack of education, poverty, and healthcare disparities are primary factors, and health insurance plays a vital role. In Alabama, the infant mortality rate for those with insurance is 6.8. That rate skyrockets for families with no insurance.
You can go pick one problem and deal with that, but at the end of the day, what you've got to do is look at it as a system approach. Pick out the things you can fix, but recognize you got to work the underlying system. And some of that's simply advocacy, not something that public health per se can control.
State health experts say it will take a significant change in attitudes and behaviors of expectant mothers to make a significant decrease in the state's infant mortality rate, along with a monumental effort from state and local agencies.
So what kind of formula is he on?
Similac soy.
Okay.
Groups like Healthy Start and Jefferson County Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, program.
WIC is a grant. So the goal is to improve the nutritional status of a woman while she's pregnant.
Jeannie Baker is a nutrition services coordinator for WIC. She's working a booth at a recent baby fair at the Birmingham Civic Center. Baker and her associates are spreading the gospel of the importance of proper nutrition.
And Wick, for you, are you breastfeeding?
Okay,
so he's on formula. What kind of formula do you use?
Soy?
Dr. Don Williamson feels that it doesn't matter whether the infant mortality rate is 8 or 8.6, whether the state is losing 4 or 500 newborns.
The challenge is that for the child born today, if they don't live to their first birthday, we never know, is that a future Einstein? Is that a future Michelangelo? Is that a future incredibly creative or important leader that could have transformed Alabama?
For him, the real issue around infant mortality is losing Alabama's future. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.